About the white boys who drove by a second time to throw a bucket of water on me. About the white boys who drove by a second time to throw a bucket of water on me. The first time, they merely spat on me and drove off. I stood there a while, staring down the road after them as if I were looking for myself. I even shouted my own name. But when they cruised past again to toss a full bucket of water and who knows what else on me, I charged, sopping wet after their car. And though they were quickly gone, I kept running. Maybe it was hot that August afternoon, but I ran the whole length of Main Street, past the Five and Dime, where I stole Spalding's and Rabbit's Feet, past the Raritan Bus Depot and Bo's Den, and the projects where Derek and them scared the shit out of that girl. I pummeled the thin pistons of my legs all the way home. Let's get real. It's been 25 years, and I haven't stopped running. Through those side streets in Metuchen, each pickup b-ball game, every swanky midtown bar. I've looked for them in every white voice that slurred and cursed me with an earshot, in every pink and pretty body whose lights I wanted to punch out and did. To be honest, I look for them in every set of thin lips I schemed to kiss, and this is how my impossible fury rose like stone in water. I ran all 7 miles home that day, and I've been running ever since, arriving finally here. And God damn it, I'm gonna set things straight. The moment they drove by, laughing at a slant-eyed yellow-backed gook, they must have seen a boy who would never become a man. We could say they were dead wrong. But instead, let's say this. Their fathers gave them their rage, as my father gave me mine. And from that summer day on, we managed to savor every bloody thing that belonged to us. It was a meal constantly replenished, a rich bitterness we learned to live on for so long, we forget how, like brothers, we put the first bite in one another's mouth.